For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And for today's bonus episode, I'm going to be diving into the topic of how to make something become your lifestyle. And this was actually inspired by a recent in-person conversation with someone that was talking about how she realized that she wanted to be more fit, but it's not quite part of her routine right now. And this is something I'm actually very passionate about as someone, if you guys follow my personal Instagram, I was a former competitive figure skater and tennis player. And I think just having a health-oriented lifestyle has been ingrained in me since I was a child. And so I think at least with health and wellness, that kind of lifestyle and regimen has been a part of me and my identity for a long time. And if anything, I had to learn probably around college how to separate my identity from being a elite level athlete. But looking back into how these things became a lifestyle and also how I started to incorporate it more from competitive athlete to just a strong health and wellness oriented lifestyle, especially in college, the first thing I can point to is the frequency of these things occurring on a weekly basis. So we'll take fitness and health as an example. I feel like that theme is a pretty common area for people to want that to be a part of their lifestyle, to be living a more fit, healthy, wellness-focused lifestyle. I think an easy place to start is always with physical fitness, in my honest opinion. I think sometimes with food and the way you eat, I think sometimes there's just more intricacies that can be harder to figure out at first. Whereas going to the gym or going to a workout class, I think it's just a matter of booking a class or making a decision of, okay, I'm going to go today. Or maybe that's going on a 2 or 3 mile walk with a friend. You can easily make that decision and do that today. Whereas maybe meal prepping or learning about different protein intake, all of that, it just takes a little bit more of time. And even for me, speaking from experience, I definitely did not learn about kind of like that side of holistic health until I want to say like late 2023. And part of it came from actually, believe it or not, having holistic health coaches and gurus on this podcast who some of you guys might have remembered, Lauren Papanos. She is a functional dietitian, was previously on this podcast. I believe Caitlin Spears, if I'm not mistaken, that's her name. She was also previously on this podcast. They both talked about protein intake, the risks of drinking coffee on an empty stomach, all of these different things. So for me, that gradually came. And in my opinion, I think it's easier to focus on that after the fitness aspect. So I mention this all the time when it comes to making a habit, but if you are starting from zero, then your best bet is for sure going from 0 to 2 versus like 0 to 4 or 5. That's just naturally kind of impossible and a lot harder to make into your lifestyle when you're first starting out. But I think once you create consistency over a span of 3 to 6 to 9 months of, okay, in the gym or doing some sort of strong fitness regimen 3 to 5 times a week, that is now a big part of your lifestyle. And then, like I said, the second part of that will come a little bit more natural, which is how you're eating and also eventually getting more interested in cooking. So I would say this year earlier, I became more interested in different meals and different ways of, you know, cooking at home, making meals, especially for lunch and dinner, other meals that I could enjoy. Like, for example, a very simple meal that I love making either for lunch or dinner or having leftovers is ground beef with jasmine rice, romaine lettuce. What else do I usually add? Avocado, sweet potato. That's usually like the bowl that I'm making, and it's just so filling. It gets the right amount of protein that I need, and I noticed that this coincides with what I'm doing actively, and my fitness routine definitely has evolved over the years since college, but consistently I noticed that if I'm not doing some sort of active workout, even if it's like a long walk, then I feel not myself. And that's how I can really tell this is just such a big part of my lifestyle that it doesn't feel right not to do it, if that makes sense. And so if you're starting in the earlier days where you're kind of like, you know, maybe going to the gym or getting your workout in 1 to 2 times a week, and you're trying to increase this, you're trying to bring that consistency in, definitely aim for 3 to 4, or again, 1 or 2 more days above your current cadence, because that's going to be a lot more realistic and attainable. And then you want to shift that after, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, and then make a new consistency. So speaking on frequency, frequency is, of course, how often you do something. And for me, and I think for most people, it's a lot easier to measure that on a weekly basis. And so, as you can imagine, the more you do something, the more it becomes who you are. And something I was actually talking about with my partner, we were talking about how your behavior and actions become your identity. And so, for example, if you run 3 to 4 times a week, you're naturally going to tell someone in the beginning, let's say you're on a date or you're meeting some new friends and they ask, like, you know, what do you do? Or what are some of your hobbies? Or kind of, you know, how you would describe yourself. More often than not, someone that runs at that cadence is going to say, oh, I'm a runner. I'm also a tennis player. I'm also a soccer player, like whatever that is that they're kind of doing on a frequent basis. It's hard to not kind of include that in your identity. Whereas if you're still kind of going here and there and a little bit more inconsistent, then it is harder mentally and psychologically to really identify as being a person that is that, right? And so if this is something that you are trying to shift, or a specific area that you are trying to incorporate more into your regular lifestyle, then think about the frequency and how often you're doing it. And for me, I've spoken about this several times before, but the easiest way for me to actually make this a repeated habit and a consistent part of my weekly schedule is putting it in my calendar and making it as an appointment. So I write this down even if it's just going to the gym, and I personally use Google Calendar. I've been using it since
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I was a senior in college, so it's been about 5 years. years now, and I also color coordinate, so it makes it easier for me to recognize how often I am getting a workout in that week, because every fitness-oriented activity is going to show up in my calendar as this light sky blue. And so when I'm looking at my schedule for the upcoming week, and again, I want to make sure I'm adding that this took a while before it became a consistent habit. Like, I started senior year of college, and I think it became more into my lifestyle routine probably towards the end of my senior year and going into like my corporate job and all of that. Because at that point, again, because I want to make sure that I'm staying on top of my physique, I want to look and feel good, I knew that I wanted to see, okay, at least 4 light blue boxes in my weekly schedule, because that's showing me, okay, cool, it's here 4 times a week, we're good on the fitness routine, let's look at other areas of my life that I need to add. Maybe it was getting dinner with some girlfriends, catching up with certain people, or just taking time to myself, whatever that looked like. At least I already had my top priority straight away, which is my health and my fitness. If you notice that you feel stuck or somehow lack some level of motivation when it comes to increasing the frequency or keeping it consistent, which I have faced myself, the easiest way to overcome this is making sure you have some skin in the game and there is a consequence if you don't hit that frequency. So, for example, for me, back in the day and still today, I would book classes through ClassPass, or I might have bought like a class pack from a specific studio, and I knew that if I missed that class, I would have to not only forfeit the class, the pack that I used to already book the class, but also pay an additional, things for some places, it's like $30 for missing the class, right? So I find that very motivating because I do not like to waste money. Another great way to do this is having people in your life that are willing to go do the activity with you. So I have a mix of friends that are always down to go to morning Pilates or an early morning walk or whatever that might look like. And I find that also very motivating and encouraging because it's kind of killing two birds with one stone. You're getting in a little bit of that social time with a friend, and you're also having an accountability buddy. And I think, again, naturally, it's going to just be more motivating when there is someone that can take part with you on that. But again, don't always use that as a crutch or as the only way to hit that frequency, because you're still going to need to rely on yourself on other days. And that's always going to be a work in progress. Even for myself, I sometimes have days where maybe I wanted to go to the gym a little bit earlier and I ended up starting later, and that would cut into my gym time. And so, you know, I'm always trying new different ways to kind of wake myself up or like find that motivation. So I don't ever want anyone to think like, oh wow, like she's already like always consistent, always motivated. Every single person, including the top figure skaters and tennis players I used to train with, some of which competed in the Olympics, everyone had the very rough days. It's all mental, but that was something I noticed and admired from people that I trained with, is that mental toughness and that willingness and ability to get out of bed and do the thing that they are committed to. And that, I promise you guys, is just the main difference between people that now have something like that, let's say fitness and wellness, now that's part of their lifestyle because of that consistency and that willingness to stay committed to the thing that they say that they want to do or that they want to become part of their life. So I'll wrap it up with these thoughts. I was thinking about how this has come into my life over the past few years, and again, kind of since college, which is where I've noticed that lifestyle piece, going from competitive athlete to a normal college student to then, you know, trying to get my shit together. I look back and recognize the learning curve it took, and over time it was just consistency day after day. I think everyone will always tell you it's just day after day. There's no overnight success in anything, including making something part of your lifestyle and part of who you are. But what I can say about that is that level of consistency for me has made it feel weird today. If I were to not do something, let's say, health and fitness oriented, like for me, it feels weird if I go 5 days straight without getting a single workout in. Like that to me, just Emily would start to feel like not herself. And so I think that's an interesting component to think about when something becomes part of your identity and part of your lifestyle. You feel that withdrawal almost, I think, when it's not part of your lifestyle. And of course, I think there's a difference with not doing that while you're on vacation versus not doing those things when it's, you know, you're in your normal, you know, day to day. But that's something to pay attention to and also to look forward to, which is that once you make this so consistent, it's just a healthy obsession, right? And I think if anything, it's better to be obsessed about something that really positively impacts you and of course impacts your health and your longevity and your mental health, all of that. I'm of course a big advocate for that. And I think what's awesome about taking this into your hands and being conscious of, okay, I want this part of my life to be, you know, a bigger part of my lifestyle, or I want this thing to be a heavier part of my identity. What I've noticed is that it also leads to more like-minded circles, especially with female friends. And of course, when it comes to dating, I think you will often meet people where you're at. So when you're looking for a potential partner, if you are, again, kind of going back on the health and fitness aspect, because that one's like an easy one, it's often harder if you are someone that cares about your health, you enjoy going to the gym, or you enjoy staying fit at a certain level. It is a bit harder, and there comes a point of friction if you are dating someone that just does not only align on that, but they have no desire or motivation to kind of meet you there as well. And I think that's kind of a nice piece, is that when you work on yourself and when you become a certain type of person, it does naturally weed out people, both friends, potential partners in dating, and so forth, because the misalignment becomes more obvious. And that is all for today's short and sweet bonus episode. I hope you guys had a takeaway from this episode. And as always, if you did, be sure to let me know on Instagram, tag at What Fulfills You and at Emily E. Duong. And for all of the merch, including the best-selling card game, journal, hoodie, all of the good stuff, you can find that online at whatfulfillsyou.com. Thanks again for tuning in today, and I will chat with you all in the next one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.